Sims, 11 Mustachioed Daughters.
Running in a field of fat, the moon is high, the mandrake screams, please come to our sabbat. The changeling children shiver round the fire, their mothers dance with strangely painted faces, they smile but never laugh. Cut down to make a clown, to where is our homage? Round and round the magic rings, soft fingers fast and rush. Wolf-like things and toes with wings whisper wetly, come with us.
The white in the snatch, a napping swing, and iron score, and Bella Donna to make your eyes like beasts. To anoint the body and make it shine, to drink and make thyself divine, to choose another's form and make it thine.
This night he will be there. A madness has the mouth gaped wide as one they sway alone. Every brutish face is turned to see our God King's throne.
I don't think I got a fresh cut, Guy Tom. I think I got one left over from Sunday lunch, Guy.
Well, I should have hung that one in. That's not going to make much difference.
Psychedelic. Arcane sounds from Big Grump there with 11 Mustachio Daughters, their own contribution to the current Black Magic half bakery. Wait, I wonder if somebody's explained to me why it's called Blind Date. I'll find out. Anyway, the Big Grump. Thank you.
agency assured me you'd be there. You would recognize me from my photograph. I would know you for your shining hair. I spent maybe an hour in the bathroom. It seems funny now, but I had to look my best. I remember I looked up and saw my trousers by the wardrobe.
From Vivian Stanchel, who seems to be quite obsessional about trousers, and that was the Big Grunt in their first number, which was quite self-explanatory, in fact, and was called Blind Date. It's called The Strain.
Baby, be like me. Gonna Jehovah's Witness starts a-knocking on the door. I try to tell them nicely, but they still come back for more. The print trumps off the pages, the road is on their way just now.
Vivian Stanshaw and the Big Grunt, and that's a thing called The Strain. And features, among others, Vivian Stanshaw on euphonium and Bubs, the heavy guitarist, on guitar, extraordinarily enough, and tubular bells, so cyborg signal.
Thank you. no daughters running in a field of fat. The moon is full of mandrake screams. Please come to us, a bat. The changing children shiver round the fire their mothers dance. The strangely painted faces that spy but never dance. Down to make a crown to wear a song of age. Around and round the magic beams, all figures fast and rush. They move like things that told you things, whisper when you come with us. Fresh that eye of a favorite cat, pulp and mist for the white hen's back. The lap wings wing and lion's horn, and then I'm gonna do. Shine, to drink and make thyself divine, to choose another's form and make it thine.
Settle down eventually, and good night all. All the very best. Oh. Good heavens.
Will have been lucky enough to have seen my next guest's new film, Sir Henry, at Rawlinson End, which is showing at independent cinemas in London. Those deprived people in the provinces will hopefully have a chance to see it in the new year. Meanwhile, here on Friday night, Saturday morning, we can whet your appetite with a short clip, and you can all play Spot the Guest.
Do you like riddles? Conan Brown's there. Anagrams, acronyms, teasers, they all are.
I'm easy to bend, I begin where I end. I'm soft and I'm pink and I'm shy. I'm legless and armless and hairless and harmless. I'll give you three guesses. Who am I?
They search for the self, the psyche, the soul, the head and alter ego and... God loves sheep, and knew this, there, this, per obscurum, obscurius.
The answer is a word. Two guesses left.
Keep them by me. There are some things
I like things. Horace. He donated his head to the family.
Horace? Ah, the satires, the poetic arts. I mean the ars poetica. Perhaps I should have that drink you mentioned.
This is where Humbert walks. I don't like stories without pictures I can understand. I get sleepy. I like surprises. He's behind
you. What? Here is the man who has been fighting off the acclaim and glory associated with the book, of the film, of the record, the Sir Henry at Rawlinson's End. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Vivian Sanchez. Your film has been very successful in New York, hasn't it, as well as in England?
I have no idea.
Oh, well, I think I can tell you it has. It's sort of been packing them out. Now, you used to be in the Bonzo Dog Doodle Band.
Yes.
Now, that was a marvellous band. When did that sort of not exist anymore? How long ago?
1970, we knocked that on the head.
And that's when you started working in films, was it?
Yes. No. No. No, I spent there were about 10 years in purgatory doing things that had no effect whatsoever. So I mean I didn't start working in films until my birthday the year before last, and then the head of Charisma said, "Make a film, dear boy." So I did.
Now you specialise in the outrageous. I mean, is your private life as outrageous as your sort of?
She read.
Well, this is what I saw an amazing documentary on you that was made
amazing. Oh.
It was made in 1974. It was sort of the week in the life of Vivian Stanchel, where you sort of got out of bed as a ghost. You told stories of how you cooked your piranha accidentally. Okay. And he has these amazing tankfuls of turtles and this zebra bottom behind, sticking on his stairway. I mean, that isn't normal, is it? That isn't normal by our standards. Well, I'm not one to talk.
it's no less normal than flying Alsatians going down the wall.
But who's got flying Alsatians going down the wall, for God's sake?
Got flying ducks? I mean, they choose one or the other. No, I...
What would you call normal?
Impenetrable.
Great.
I don't know. I mean, I don't mingle much. I mean, you don't know what you're going to pick up. And they melt so easily into the crowd, don't they? I mean, as soon as you look around and they're gone, you see. It's like the Chinese.
You've got a marvellously cruel sense of humour.
Have because, I?
Well, I saw your film, Sir Henry, and in it you've got characters walking in and out like cleaners going, "Oh, I had lumbago," and they just go on and on for 2 hours about lumbago. And that, to me, is a cruel sense of humour, because you pick out...
It's not. It's not cruel. I mean, it's reason because I do that. I mean, my mother does that, and I notice other people.
Because everyone,
I qualify myself. I pull myself up short every time I bump my head. I live on a boat. I'm 6 foot two and a half, inflated, fully inflated. I expect I could get much bigger, but I don't have the appropriate humps. But anyway, at total erection, steady your hand. I'm about 6 foot two and a half, and my boat is 5 foot ten. Therefore, the bells, or else Uriah. What was the point of all that?
I was asking about your cruel sense of humour towards people. Have you actually met any of those people?
Oh, I'm right at the back, and I'm going to take a pill for that. And I can't lie down, of course I can't relax. You know, because I mean, he's told me to relax, you relax, you try and relax.
Have you met someone like
me,
that?
Me, yes. and also my mother and other... I listen to this in surgeries. I'm always in surgeries.
Is that where your idea came for Sir
surgeries?
Henry? Yeah, but for the film Sir Henry, because you've written a book about it. There's been a record and the film. Now, where did the idea originate from? Was it from these amazing characters you met in surgeries, or?
No, it did originate from surgeries insofar as I would read the story so far. Gwen and Maureen have become trampolining acupuncturists. Bob is a gorilla and insists on wearing Dr. Martin boots. Now read on. Now, I never wanted to read on. I just liked the dot, 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 because I was so excited, and by that time you heard zzzz, you know the drill, and all the rest of it, and you're in the wondering whether you're going to die from the injection or not. And I'd always liked the story so far, and it was so provocative and exciting that I wanted to write things that were the story so far. I could never give a toss about the story.
Yeah.
But the actual Sir Henry and the whole hierarchy, the whole family of Rawlinson's men, were all parts of me talking to myself. I talked to myself all the time.
Are you inspired by toads?
No, only by myself. But that would include toads.
You do like toads.
You're trying to get a link with your last guest.
No, I'm not at all. My last guest was not a toad, I'll have you know.
He was green.
That's
Robin
Hood.
That was a close effort.
What are the most important things to life?
The
most important? Yeah, what do you find most important in life?
Synchrony.
What's that mean?
I have the faintest idea. Things, I think, generosity.
Generosity, that's fabulous. I mean, I'm really pleased to hear you say that.
So therefore I would say making love and making people laugh.
That's what I wanted.
Is it?
Yes, because I
heard... Well, of course it was.
Well, yeah, well, of course, we all know what we want. But I just thought that was amazing. I was watching this documentary on you, and you said that making people laugh and making love was the most important thing in your life. So where does ambition come in?
To do it better.
What's he doing now?
Well,
But you are an ambitious man, aren't you?
Hmm?
You must be ambitious, because to write...
Poems tell me so, yes.
Would you like to direct a movie? Because so far you've been involved in the writing. Would you actually like to direct? Have you any movie lined up or anything?
Certainly one that I'd write myself. I'd like to write a compassionate horror movie.
Marvel.
But not...
Well, all I can say is I wish you the best of luck with Sir Henry.
Is that how you're going to round up?
I'm afraid I've got to round it up now. I could go on all night being sort of diverse with you, but you're getting the better of me, totally.
Well, you've got to blow me out, then.
Oh, better blow you out. Can't have that. But I wish you all the luck in the world with your film, and thank you very much for coming on. And keep cooking your piranhas and being inspired by toads. It's been wonderful meeting you. Ladies and gentlemen,
test was off the air on the 10th.
First of May 1975, the musicians involved, Pat Donaldson on bass and backing vocals, Chris Thomas on harpsichord, Chris Spedding on guitar and backing vocals, Timmy Donald on drums and backing vocals, and of course John Cale, piano, guitar and vocals. And the first we're going to hear from this little ensemble, Taking It All Away. Show. Stuff, eh? That's the first from John Cale from 1975, Taking It All Away. Another from him and his friends, it's Darling, I Need You.
Darling, 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 I need you.
like Chris Spedding as a demon guitar player. Been lying low a bit for the last month or so, but I hope he hasn't retired or done anything embarrassing like that. That's John Cale from 1975 with Chris Spedding on guitar, and of course a bunch of other people doing other things besides, naturally enough. And that's called Darling, I Need You. Barons of Beat are back again, and this is You Know More Than I Know.
bedroom floor. Want someone to hold me close forevermore. I'm a sleeping dog, but you can't tell. Man on the road.